Have you ever wanted to be a slave and just give up all control? You know you'll need to obey your mistress in all things to make your dream a reality, but are you prepared for what that really means? I've said before that I only want a part-time slave, because a full-time slave is a whole heck of a lot of work for a mistress to maintain and manage. That said, if you're the full-time slave, do you have any idea exactly what that will mean for you in reality land? Because the fantasy of being a slave, impelled to obey your mistress, is a whole order of magnitude away from what reality has in store for you. Put yourself into the mindset of a total slave for a minute. Nothing pleases you more than making your mistress happy. There's no greater pleasure to be had. Nothing lights up your life so much as her smile, and the relief you feel when you obey her command is sweeter than any orgasm could possibly be. Got that image in your mind? Good. Now picture your sweet mistress telling you to go clean the bathroom. Not in a cute sissy maid uniform, not naked, not in a sexy humiliation way, but just go get it clean. Use bleach and scrubbing powder and do it quickly. You've got 10 minutes to go clean the bathroom starting now. There are a lot of parts of slavehood that just plain aren't sexy. You need to obey your mistress in every way possible, even anticipate her needs sometimes. You know that when she comes home from a night out, her feet will be sore, because while high heels make her legs look amazing, they also make her arches ache. So you'll need to set up a foot bath with Epsom salts and have the good massage oil ready, and you'll rub her poor feet, truly taking the time to worship her feet. The loud music hurts her ears, so you'll take care of her silently. And when she goes to bed without speaking to you, you'll clean up the mess and do your nightly chores without whining or complaining. Imagine all this work and effort, all to make your mistress happy without ever thinking about what you get out of it. That's right, if you're a slave and don't get to make any decisions about your life at all, that means if and when you ever get to come is simply off the table. You don't even get to pick the color of your panties on a day-to-day basis. What makes you think you'd get to decide when you orgasm? Chastity and slaves go hand in hand, and in fact, it's just good practice to keep a slave chaste. Do you daydream of a mistress who'll keep you endlessly hard, ready to fuck at any moment, grease up your muscles and let you laze around like a model, nothing more than a somewhat sentient sex doll? Reality is very different from that fantasy, and involves a whole lot more chores. There is a lot of fun to be had as a slave, don't get me wrong. Just don't go into your total power control game thinking it'll all be a bed of roses. It may, but it probably won't be a bed you get to lay in. All that effort, plucking flower petals, and you think you get to sleep in it? Oh no, that's for mistress, and her latest stud. If you like this, you'll like my blog. Check out fetishphonesexblog.com, or call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.